Tanya for the fifth day of Tammuz, Hey Tammuz, is on page 332. It's in the middle of Perek Yud, chapter 10, Shar HaYichud VeEmunah. The Alter Rebbe is giving a moshel. How do we understand the oneness of God and His attributes? So he gives the moshel of the sun as a luminary with the light that comes from the sun. That they are completely united when the light is within the sun itself. And although with God we say that the attributes are infinitely lower, and that Chochmah is like Asiya Mamish, and God is infinitely removed from them, yet at the same time, He is totally united with them in a complete oneness, not a composite oneness, but an absolute oneness. So this is beyond our comprehension, and we accept it on faith. Umikol Mokein. The line begins, Mehasog Oseinu. Umikol Mokein. Sache Chayzen. Nishma v'nizbeine me'moshele Rashemesh. Hamiyuchad u'batul b'mekeirei. Yet, to help the ear accept the concept and understand it to some degree, we can learn by contemplating the example of the sun with its oneness, the light of the sun, and its oneness within the sun. That there, the sun has no title of its own. It is completely one with the sun itself. The light of the sun has no title. Kach kol mideisa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzeinu v'Chochmosei, Einon eileis v'nikrois b'shemeis eilu klal. The same is true also with the attributes of God. He is one with them, and yet, in this oneness, there should be only God Himself. So just as the light of the sun is one with the sun, in the sun itself, and therefore wouldn't be called light, the attributes shouldn't be called attributes. Will, wisdom, emotion, none of these should have any titles at all. V'nikrois b'shemes elo, they are called these names only, legabi hanivroyim elyenim v'tachtenim, only relative to the creations, the higher and lower creations, shehaviyosam v'chayusam v'hanhogosam. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu mehave umechaye esam umanhigam, the existence, the life, and the conduct of these creations. That God gives them existence, gives them life, and conducts, guides their behavior. Hu beretzeinu v'chochmosei ubinosei v'daitei hamislapsheis b'mideis avagdeisheis. It all comes from the will and the wisdom, and the bina and the das that is clothed in the attributes, in the divine attributes that create, which are the six attributes of creation, the 6 days of creation, kedisa b'medrash basorat dvarim nivra ha'ilam v'chochma v'tvuno v'das. As the Medrash says that God created the world with 10 things and begins with chochma, bina, and das. D'chsev Hashem b'chochma yosad aretz keinen shamayim b'tvuno b'daitei teheimeis nivko. You brought, God created the earth with wisdom, with chachma, and with understand, with bina, He established the heavens, and with das, the depths were divided. Okay, Maimed Eliyahu, and as we find in the Maimed Eliyahu, the afikas asar tikunin, you brought about 10 attributes, v'kadinon lohein eses sviron, and you call them the 10 svireis, La'an hoga behein alman stimin de lois galion, the alman de is galion, u behein is kasias. God brought forth 10 tikkunim, 10 garments, and they are called the 10 svires, with which to guide the hidden worlds and the revealed worlds, and in these attributes God conceals Himself. So the titles, the descriptions and the properties of Chochmah, Bina, Das, Rotzen, and so on, all of these really should not be identifiable at all within God. They are identifiable only relative to the created being. In the Hayem Yem for Hey Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that Rabbeinu Azakin Shoal es Echod Hachsidim Hagdolim Hamukurovim B'Yeser. The Alter Rebbe once asked one of the Chsidim, who was very close to the Rebbe. B'yesi etzle b'yichidus, when the chassid came to the Rebbe for yichidus, the Rebbe inquired of him l'matzovei, to his situation, how he's doing. V'yiseinen hachassid, and the chassid bemoaned the fact ki yarad min hachassov, that he had lost his money, he had gone bankrupt. V'yanehu rabbeinu, so the Alter Rebbe answered him, Dich darf men adudos machen lichtig dein svive meteire v'avedishe belev. You are needed to make your environment brighter, to illuminate your environment with Teira and Aveda. Parnosa umvas du darfst, livelihood and your needs, what you need from God, does dav de ebesh te baruch hu digem. This God has to give you. And therefore, tu vas du darfst. You do what is needed of you. That Hashem is baruch ton vas er darf. And then God will do for you what he has to do for you.